I know not all of you are in the Letters to Lacey tier, but this is just a little extra, so I figured maybe some of you would get a kick out of hearing it too, even if you're not in that tier. And for those of you in that tier, then you'll know a little more details of what I'm talking about when you listen to my latest Letters to Lacey post. Enjoy. I thought I'd share with you guys some behind the scenes, not quite behind the scenes, but some of the struggles that I battle with when trying to create a story like the one with the girl who couldn't remember things from day to day. So for those of you that haven't yet listened to the Slutty Reawakenings Letters to Lacey story, you might want to listen to that before this to avoid any spoilers. I was debating whether it would be a Groundhog Day type story where she relives the same day, or he relives the same day over and over again, or a 50 First Dates type of story where for some reason she just has no memory from day to day and doesn't realize she has this, or he has this memory loss. So first of all, I struggled with what to do and how to organize it in an audio so it made sense. And the Letters to Lacey was actually my last sort of idea that came to me that I figured would be a good way to tie this story together easily in audio form and still make it hot. But for most of the month, I was considering it being him who couldn't remember from day to day, which was sort of a twist on most of the tales. I guess the Groundhog Day, it was the guy who couldn't remember. I don't even know if I've seen all of Groundhog Day, so I was a little leery about trying to build something on that. If I did see it, it must be like over a decade ago. I guess for some reason he had to relive the day and then do something. Maybe he was cursed and he had to do something particular in the day to stop reliving the day. I don't really know the details of that one. So I kind of wanted this more of a 50 First Dates kind of feel. But originally, it was going to be where he doesn't remember what a slutty girlfriend he has. So she would wake up and, like, start sucking his cock. And he would think about, wow, like, he's kind of lucky to have this slutty girlfriend. And as she was sucking his cock, another guy would come into the room and just kind of get behind her. And he would say, like, what the fuck is happening? Who is that guy? And she'd tell him to just enjoy the man behind her. And the man would get in behind her and start fucking her. And the boyfriend with the memory loss would realize how much he loved that. And he'd just start coming in her mouth really hard. And then she'd start to tell him about how this is the relationship they have. And then it would switch to another morning, kind of similar to the Letters to Lacey one, where they wake up in different ways. So one morning it would be her sucking him off, and then another guy coming in the room, and then I can't remember what the other morning was going to be in my mind, but on a third morning, her memory loss type of husband or boyfriend would still be asleep, and she'd be downstairs riding the guys, and he'd come down and she'd call him over and tell him that she's his girl and that he loves to watch her be a slut, and he'd be getting rock hard watching her with these men. She'd point out his cock, and then she'd kind of be riding a guy but facing her boyfriend and tell him to come up to her and put his cock in her mouth while she rides other cocks, and he'd come hard and just love what she does. And yeah, I had a hard time thinking of other morning ones that would go well with that scenario, but I thought that would have been hot too, with her convincing him that he enjoys her being such a slut. But it logistically didn't flow as well as the Letters to Lacey story. Although I guess I could have done it from the woman's perspective, telling Lacey how her boyfriend has this memory loss and how much of a slut she was. But then I just started thinking about how much a guy would love to just watch his girlfriend turn into a slut day after day and watch how much she loved cock and how she went from kind of being innocent to this cock-craving slut, and how the mornings would start out and then just thinking about how probably by the end of the day she's just probably getting gang-banged by every fat, hard cock he could find, and that they always end up in bed together with her cum-soaked, and how much he can't wait for the next morning for her to wake up and not realize that she's got all this cum inside her. And I don't know, that one just called to me more, called to the slut in me more, and how much fun that could be. So that's, I guess I am sharing both stories in a way with you, and I just kind of thought you might want to know what goes on in my head and how there are other hot tales. And sometimes I just struggle with that in a month, trying to decide which way I want the story to go and which one I want to do. And I know you're going to say I can do both, but once I've done one, it's sort of like I've decided in my brain that this is the hotter version. So doing the other one doesn't seem as hot to me, or I never know if you guys would actually think it's hot or not without your feedback. But I figure this was a good compromise. I can kind of just talk to you and tell you what I thought, and maybe you can build your own fantasy from that, or maybe this alone would make your cock hard and you'd enjoy it. So this is just a little bit of a behind the scenes into my creative process, gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great rest of your weekend, Lacey.